We continue our learning the Lunish Maselin Basleya, Susan Basleya, David Ben Menachem, Shemichem Yaakov, Ben Pitchel Salio, Wiram Abba Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud. HaMekabel Stadeh Mechavero L'Shavua Echad. Here you have a case where someone is working as a chocher, and he's paying it, the lease that he's taking is actually paying in cash. This is more like a socher. But the idea here is he's accepting it upon himself to work on Shavua Echad, means a whole 7 years, the full cycle, including the Shemitah year. And to make it easy, the Mishnah says, L'Shavua Echad B'Shvameo Zuz, it's going to be 700 Zuz for the entire 7 years, although there was no indication that it's 100 Zuz per year. It just says 700 for the 7 years. Hashviyas Min HaMinyan. We say that the Shemitah year, although we can't work the field during that year, that is included in that number. He doesn't have to leave. We don't say that, oh, the land has to be, the socher has to keep this. We should be allowed to keep this for another year to compensate for the Shemitah year after we couldn't work that year and there was no way for him to profit. And nor do we say that the owner can deduct from the schirus because a seventh of the rental fee. But after all, we demand that he deduct from the rental fee because it looks like it's 700 zuz for what for 7 years is really 100 zuz per year, but if I can't work in this seventh year, so I shouldn't have to pay you for that year for the lease for that year. So the answer is no, because there's no indication that that's the case. There was no stipulation before. It was 700 zuz for the entire period. But if kibla heimenu sheva shonim b'shvameo zuz, but if the understanding, the stipulation at the beginning was he's accepting the field for 7 years b'shvameo zuz, so then ein hashvias min haminyan. What does it mean sheva shanim b'shvameo zuz? As opposed to the ratio where it's shavua echad means, doesn't mean a week. Shavua means in Mishnaic terms, shavu means the entire cycle of the 7 years. Shavua echad, 700 zuz. So that's all one unit, and we don't divide it up into years. But if it's sheva shanim b'shvameo zuz, 7 years for 700 zuz, so then you're basically saying it's 100 zuz per year, then we assume that the owner has to leave it in the hands of the socher, of the chocher, for another year to make up for the Shemitah year where he cannot work the field. Perek, Ates, Mishnah, Yud, Aleph. Torah tells us in Devarim Pashas Kiseitze, Biyomoti Tein Scharo, this is a responsibility of an employer to pay the employee in the proper time. He's a Schir Yom, he's working during the day, he has to pay him by the next day. We'll see exactly under what circumstances he pays him that particular day, or maybe he has the whole night to pay him. And if he doesn't, and if he delays on that, he violates a lotase. He says, Velo Savo Alav Hashemesh, which is don't allow the sun to set literally upon him. It also says in Vayikra Perek Yutes, Lo Solin Pulas Sachir Itzucha Ad Boker. Don't allow the wages to stay with you until the morning. So says the Mishnah like this: Schir Yom, a person who's working during the daytime and he finishes by the end of the day, finishes by evening. Gove Kal Halayla. So he has the ability to collect his wages all night. There's another way of saying the employer has all night to pay him, but he must pay him by the end of the night. If it's the morning. Morning now arrives and the payment has not been given for yesterday's work, so then he violates the Isra Lo Solin Pulas Sachir Itcha Ad Boker. That's the case we're speaking of. What do you mean, don't allow the wages to stay with you over until the morning? The Chacham say that's the Schir Yom, who has the right to collect all night. And once it's Boker, so then there's already a delay, there's a negative prohibition that's been violated by the employer. Schir Lail, a person who works all night and he finishes at the end of the night, he finishes in the morning, Gova Kalayom. He can collect his wages all day in the sense that the employer will only violate the prohibition that evening, the next evening, because after he worked the night before, he had the whole day to collect, and then once Shkia Sachama happens, he is in violation of the Pasuk, Biyomo Titein Scharo, Velo Savo Alav Hashemesh. Now, what does it mean, you pay him during the day and don't allow the sun to set? The Gemara says, well, the rule is Schirus Eina Mishtalem Es Elul Vasov, which means when it comes to payment, the payment usually, a rental or a payment, whatever it is usually at the end of the day. How do we know that. Pasuk in Parshas Bahar, kishir shana bishana, which means the schiros, the payment of this year, is paid when? The next year. If I shana bishana, I don't have to pay it this year. This year is when I rent something. This year is when I work, and you pay me the next year. That's what it means, kishir shana bishana. So at what point then we assume that the balabais, the employer, is mishubah, that is actually has the obligation to pay the schiros, is only at the end of the day, at Shkia Sachama. And what does the pasuk say? Lo salin pulas sochir itcha ad boker. Don't allow. So since the payment only kicks in when it only kicks in at night, at the end of the day when the work is over at Shkia, and then it says lo salin. Don't allow the schir don't delay it. Don't hold on to it till the next morning. It means you have the whole night. That's the schir yom who gets paid at the end of the day. So you don't have an obligation to pay him at all during the daytime. Once the day is over, you have. That's when the obligation begins. So you have all night, and then ad boker. What does it mean? Lo savo alav hashemesh then. So then how do we explain the pasuk that says, oh, pay him on time. Don't allow the sun to set. Don't allow the sun to set. You don't have to pay him by sunset. So the answer must be, that's why Chazal assume that that's the second case of the Mishnah. That's where you have a schir laila. Schir laila who works all night. So then the schirus, the payment, the wages are only, you only have to pay starting in the morning. You have the whole next day. Now you have the whole next day till Shkia, till the sun sets. That's when the schir laila, the person who worked at night, that's when the employer will violate the prohibition of lo sov alav hashemesh. Once the sun sets of the next day, he had the whole day to pay him. Schir sha'os, person who is hired for hours, certain amount of hours, go. What does it mean all day, all night, and all day? The Mishnah means if he's a schir shos balayla, means he works a few hours of the night, then he has the whole night. Let's say he works from, let's say, 9 to 12, 9 p.m. So now the owner has from 12 till sunrise, till dawn, whatever it is to pay him. And if he says schir shos bayom, he works, let's say he works from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, he has till the end of the day to pay him. Schir Shabbos, a person who is who's hired, Shabbos means for the week. So Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Shabbos means the week. So a person who's hired for the week, or Schir Chodesh, person who's hired for a month. Schir Shana, for the whole year. Schir Shavua, someone who's hired for the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Then Yatzav, when do you pay this person? So Yatzav Hayom, if he finishes his work during the day, Gove Kol Hayom, he has then the whole rest of the day to pay him. Once he once Shkia comes, the sun sets, he violates Lo Salin. Yatzav Alayla, finishes his malach at night, go v'kol alayla, v'chol ayom, he can collect the whole night and during the day. We should assume yatzav alayla, according to the Tana Kama, he should be able to collect all night. What does it mean, all night and all day? So the Gemara says, this statement is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, who argues in the Tana Kama. He holds that a schir shows balayla. If you're a schir shows balayla, you don't collect just all night, the rest of that night. You have that whole night and the whole next day. Tana Kama says, no, you have your schir laila, you only have that night, for the employer only has that night to pay up.